song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. Sing.
We worship you.
Amen. I am a very shy person, so so please you bear with me. Amen. We thank God for the gift of life, and we thank God for how far He has brought us. The Bible says that how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. And we are all looking very beautiful and handsome. It means God is treating us well. Amen. And if you continue to serve Him, He has more in store for us. Let's share a word of prayer. That you said, steady to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that is not afraid, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Even as we are about to share your word, take the preeminence. Prepare our heart. We break every fallow ground. Let your word have its way. May we be receptive. We lay down every argument and every imagination that exalt itself against the very knowledge of God. And let your word move. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank God. And this meant, as Minister George said, we have been looking at, we have been considering using your talent. Using your talent. And we have had, and the verse is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 13. And we've had senior Pastor James, Pastor Frank, Brother George, and Minister George, and Minister Martin, and Sister Denise have spoken extensively about using your talent, what it means. This won't result. So God says that when God created Adam, so that be fruitful, replenish, multiply, subdue the earth. God created us and He expects us to replenish, bear fruit. So the gift and talent that God has given us, He expects us to bear fruit. So, no excuses. Minister Joe also made mention of the fact that we are not supposed to give excuses. No excuse will be accepted by God on the day of accountability. If God has given something to you, He expects you to use it. The reason why God is going to judge us, it's not only because He has created us, but it's also because He has something with us which we are supposed to use. So if you're not using it to bring glory, you'll give account. And if that day you are found wanting, there will be gnashing of teeth. But God have mercy on us that we'll be faithful servants. Amen. Then we had Sister Dennis. And two main important things Sister Dennis shared with us was that the gift and talent God has given to us, we must get the knowledge of that gift and talent. You know, you know how to draw, it can be polished if you go to art school. Yesterday I visited a brother and a sister, and the guy can draw. I'm like, wow. I mean, he can look at you and just draw you as you are. Just as you are. Amen. And it was just awesome. And I was like, what are you doing with this? And it's like, nah. But we'll talk about it again. Amen. Amen. Because we have worked for him in the media. Amen. Yeah. So then shared with us that we must get knowledge of that talent and we use it. Another thing also is that we must get the godly way of using it. I'll come to that. We must get the godly way because we can also abuse. It's what is good that can be abused. Amen. What is not good, you can't abuse it. It is not good. So, but if something is good, then you can abuse it. You can misuse it. Amen. So, Sister Dennis shared with us that, and we had Senior Pastor James also talking to us about four main important things that we need to do. We must develop a compelling mentality. Amen. The talent that God has given to us, we must develop a compelling mentality. We must be passionate of using it. We must, because God has not put it there for, it's not like the Danish queen that is, she's a ceremonial person. I mean, those who work, who are in the arms of government, are the prime ministers and the ministers. You know, the talent of God in you is not for, it's not an ornament to put on your neck and like, yeah, I have talent, you know. That's not what you do. You must use it. You must use it. It should be active in your life. So, Senior Pastor said that we have to develop a compelling mentality, like the way people advertise Tuborg and Carlsberg, and but we'll come back to that also. Amen. Then we had Minister Martin also giving us some very key important. I'm trying to lay a foundation of what we have studied so far because I know that some of us are just coming this today. So I want to, but yeah. Then Minister Martin also shared with us from the angle of stirring up the gift of God in us. Amen. He said that stirring up the gift of God in us also means that adding fuel, fanning into flame the gift and potential that God has put into us. So we must stir it up. We must add fuel. And one way of adding fuel is through prayer and worshiping, because God is the one who gave it, and He knows how best we can use it. So you must go back to God, who is the giver, then stir it up. Amen. Another way actually of stirring it up also is using it. Because as you use it, you know, you have ways of improving it. So it's like you are stirring it up. You use it today, you develop another way of doing it, then you add onto it, you know, so you are adding onto it, you know. Amen. So you stir it up, you add flame to it by praying and worshiping God, and also by using it. And sometimes when we are using our talent and our gift, it wouldn't make meaning unto us. But the point is that if God is saying that you should do it anyway. God must take the preeminence. It's not about us. If it is about us, we'll do a lot of things. But if it is God who is leading us to do it, then we must have that obedience. God said, let's do it. Amen. So we have actually learned a lot of things from the beginning of this month, using your talent. And we'll continue. I hope the message will be very short, but I want us to identify how we can, I want us to know today how we can identify our talent. Amen. I want to also say that, I've said it earlier on, that everybody created by God, everyone created by God has a talent, both Christians and non-Christians alike. That is what also the Bible means when it says that God let rain fall on the land of the wicked and the good. If you are a farmer and you plant your corn, I'm a very wicked farmer. I plant my farm, and you're a very righteous farmer. You plant your farm, and it is raining in Ghana. God wouldn't say, this person goes to church and he's a Christian, so let rain fall only on this land. God let rain fall on both the wicked and the good. God let the sun shine both the good and the bad. You can apply it also in this aspect of talent. God has given everybody that talent. That Bible verse also applies in this. The talent that, if you look at Matthew chapter 25, Matthew 25, verse 15 and 6, I mean, the verse that we are using, right? The Bible says that, and to one he gave, amen. Hello. We bless God for, yeah. So if you look at Jesus Christ, who is our perfect example, he also had a talent. And this one, it was even exposed to the mother before he was born. And he said that, Matthew 1 verse 21 says that, and he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And one way of identifying your talent also is to know your purpose, your mission. Because if you know your mission, then you begin to know what you need to accomplish that. If God calls us, he also equips us. And if you come down to, so that one is Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. He shall save his people from their sin. That was the mission of Jesus Christ. And if you look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Jesus Christ talking. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovery of sight. So if you look at this, you identify what Jesus Christ possessed to make this possible. Amen. And if you look at another example is Adam, the first man that was created. Amen. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Amen. Adam was a husbandman, a husbandry. He was completely kind of a farmer. He was, you know, so some people have the heart for nature. You know, they want to keep nature. When you go to the house, they have flowers, their gardens are so well kept. You know, they love that. Adam was like that. He was supposed to keep the garden, protect it, dress it. So Adam had that as his talent and as his responsibility. He knew how to do that. And he didn't also have that. He didn't also only have that. He also, if you look at Genesis chapter 2, 19 to 20, and God, the verses are a lot. If you look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, he says that, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to all, and to the fowls of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, that one is not part of the list. Amen. So Adam had the ability to name the animals and know the name back. There are many of us here. If I tell you that I'm Salem tomorrow, you forget my name. Hi. My name is Salem. Tomorrow, do you know my name? Yeah, you mentioned it the other day. But you're forgotten. You know, Adam had the ability to remember the names of the animal. And that was what Adam did. And he was husbandman, and he was also keeping he had the ability to name. And that is that. Another example that I will come to is Gideon. Gideon was, you know, if you look at the book of Judges, there was a time in Israel that there were no kings and no priests. So God will, so like there was no ruler, there was no leader. But sometimes God will just lift up some people and they will begin to be role models and everybody will look at them. Samson was one of them. Samson, Gideon, Deborah were all judges in Israel that were ruling them when there were no kings and prophets at that time. Gideon was one person who was one of the judges in Israel. And he didn't know it. If you look at Gideon, Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 16. Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 16. You'll find the story of Gideon there. And there was this time that the Philistines were so much around. And Gideon was hungry. And he was hiding somewhere, beating wheat. Right? And as he was there, God appeared to him. An angel of the Lord appeared to him. Right? And if you look at verse 12, Gideon chapter 6, Judges chapter 6, verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. He was hiding from the Philistines. But when God appeared to him, he said that, hey, you mighty man of valor. Amen. And when Gideon, after the conversation, Gideon realized that he was not supposed to be hiding, but he was supposed to be leading the people of Israel against the Philistines. And God granted him success. He was the one that, and when they blew their trumpets, the walls came down. Gideon had success when he identified his purpose, he identified his talent, and he was working in that. Amen. The other thing I wanted to consider is that your work in life becomes easy and joyful when you work in the area of your talent. Your work in life becomes easy when you work in the area of your talent. An example is Absalom. Absalom, the son of David. 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 25. Absalom was a handsome man. Amen. He was really a handsome man. He said that, but in all Israel, there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot, even to the crown of his head, there were no blemish in him. And when he pulled his hair, you know, like the way the woman would like, the wind is blowing in my hair. When Absalom pulls his hair, for it was at every year's end that he pulled it, because the hair was heavy on him. Therefore, he pulled it. He weighed the hair of his head as 200 shekels after the king's weight. The guy was really beautiful with hair. I mean, like, David was the canon musician. David could play the harp so much that when Saul, the spirit of God has left Saul, and the devil, an evil spirit was entering, came upon Saul. That means that if the spirit of God is not upon you, an evil spirit is in you. Amen. So, when the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit came, when they were looking for somebody to play music in the whole of Israel, they went just looking for David. And because he was so good in that. And out of that, he was able to get close to the king and the king's daughter, Micah, you know, and a lot of things started. Musician. The kind of musician. When usually people who work in the area of their talent become very famous, popular. You know all the musicians. I don't want to mention them so that tomorrow you go and buy their CD and listen to them. Amen. Yeah, so David was a kind of musician. Solomon, the wise king. The wisdom of Solomon made Queen Sheba from Ethiopia travel the whole journey. Actually, they say it's about 7 years journey in those days on the camel from Ethiopia to Israel, just to know, sit down with Solomon to listen. The guy was so wise. He was so wise that the whole earth knew about Solomon. Haven't you heard of Solomon? He's the wisest king in the whole of the land. Amen. Solomon was the wise king. So people who work in the area of their talent become very famous, popular, rich. So maybe you are in a certain job and you are making money all right, but you are really not. The ability of God in us is the same, but not all of us are allowing ourselves for God to use us as He pleases. Amen. So, if you look at the text also, I mean, I understand that if you look at English semantics, the his there might apply to his servant. But I also want to come from a point that the ability of God in us is the same. So, according to God's ability, means that using our talent to the maximum potential. So, maybe you can sing, you can dance, you can do this, but I have only the talent to sing. I can sing in that in my gifting very, very, very well and do so well that if they're looking for a lot of singers in this world, I'm the only person they can think of. He sings like Sister Eben. You know, he plays the drums like Brother Chris. I mean, like, if you're looking for anybody who plays the drums awesomely, splendidly in Denmark, go to Brother Chris. You know, because he has been able to maximize his talent to that level. Amen. Hello. So we can also take it from that angle. So in that case, we will not be comparing our gift, because the ability of God in us is the same. And I can sing. That's what I can do. And I have allowed myself for God to use me in the singing ministry so awesomely to bless people. And that is how I function. That is what I see God calling me to. And I do it so excellently. Amen. So you can have a 5 talent and be wasting time. I have only 1 talent and I'm excelling in it to the glory of God. So there's no need to compare, because God in you is God in me. I accept it. God, Jesus Christ, I accept you to come into my life as my Lord and personal Savior. You also did the same thing. Jesus Christ is in your life as your Lord and personal Savior. Jesus Christ in you, Jesus Christ in me. But we must all allow, not all of us are allowing ourselves to be used in the same way. So some of us are tying God's hand, others also are opening God's hand to be used mightily. So look at that also. So there is no need to compare, because God in you is the hope of glory. That is all, that the ability of God in you is the hope of glory. It's not about what you can do. It's about God in you that is allowing you to demonstrate his power. Amen. Amen. So that's what also the Bible says, that because you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you. The glory of God in you as a Christian is the same glory of God in you as a Christian. I must let it shine for others to see. Using your talent has nothing to do with what I feel like doing right now or not. It's about the need to be used. I mean, like, it's about what needs to be done and what must be done with the Holy Spirit leading you. Because if the Spirit is leading you, if the Spirit of God is not leading you in the use of your talent to the best of my ability, that one only comes when you walked in your talent and you've done your best. Jesus Christ said, it is finished. Father, it is finished. You lie on your bed and you are calm. If you look at Cain, David was like that. There was a time that God granted peace to David all around him, because David has fought all the wars and he has conquered all the territories. So David could actually rest and let Solomon come and enjoy, you know, because he has done all the dirty works. And Solomon was like, don't cut this woman, this baby into two, because the one who was crying is the one, you know, was just enjoying the benefit of the foundations the Father has laid. Foundation David has laid. So please, let's work in our giftings and our talents. And I think that it is true that many, if you sit down very well, we know it, and we know that. So I can also encourage you out of it. No, so church, fellowship of the brethren, the people that are here. Many a times we take people for granted, unless they are gone. Oh, I wish I was here. But when he was here, you didn't tap from the, you know, you didn't tap from, some of you really want to learn how to play drums. You contact Brother Chris, you know, teach you how to play. And so we should make use of ourselves. I'm not saying you should use people, but I'm saying be encouraged by people's giftings and learn from them. Amen. Amen. The last one is that you can feel some things come naturally to you. Amen. Some things come naturally to you. If I sit down, I can write a very nice poem. If I see a beautiful lady, I can write a very beautiful poem about that. Amen. So, it comes to me. If I am stressed out, I write poem. Wow.
There's a mouth, and the Holy Spirit, he leads. And in him, we read, and we can say it further on. Never ever be so sure about what God is telling you so that you can give it further. Many times we say things and at the moment the ground is dry, but it can be very many times that after weeks, years, suddenly the ground is fertile and there's seed, there's growth. I can see it in my own life. The old man, he said things maybe 20 years ago, and suddenly it was like the coin was falling. Tang, there it was. Yes, of course, he said it that time. I didn't understand it. I wasn't there yet. But that is the important thing. This man had a gift. He was teaching. Yes, you can have a gift. And this gift is so important to use it and not abuse it. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the gifts in us. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave it to us, that you are the one putting it in our hearts, that you are the one doing it extensively, that we can be used in your name, that you are using us, that you are leading us, and that the Holy Spirit is reading, that he is doing his thing through us. God, make us an your vessel, and that we can be shameless that we can say it loud out, that we can claim your name wherever we are. God, that we see it, that we are built up. God, that where we are, that we use the time that you gave us, this time is precious. And I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. You're coming back soon. And when you're coming there on the clouds, that we can say, yes, thank you, Jesus. I thank you that I've been expecting you, and that we can expect him from this day onwards, and that we can do it the way the Bible tells us. God, to you the glory, to you the power, to you the kingdom. Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God. God bless you, Brother Salome.
It was but yesterday you were a baby.